Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here Monday, October the 6th, 2025. 10:06:25, 12 and a half minutes past the hour. First Monday in the month of October, and apparently last day of warm weather that we will have in quite a while. Certainly last day that we're going to get up into the 80-degree range tomorrow. Everything takes quite a tumble, and we will see highs in the upper 60s and low 70s for quite a while. So autumn will finally come tomorrow. So enjoy today. It's going to be nice and warm, but tomorrow autumn will finally come. You know, I just noticed, I went through a McDonald's this morning, and I was just looking at my cup, and that'll show you how perceptive I am. The time I actually got it this morning, through the window, drove across town, got into the building, was doing some things in here this morning. I didn't look at the cup until now. And apparently the Monopoly game is back that McDonald's likes to play. So apparently it's you could win Coca-Cola experiences, music, sports, travel, 27 available in bonus play, and there's a peel. One of these things to peel off on your cup. The Monopoly guy's on the cup. What's the name of the Monopoly guy? I can't think of his name. I know he has a name. In any event, I'm going to peel my thing here off the cup. You know, putting these things on a see-through cup, these little peel-and-plays, is not really the smartest thing in the world to do because the cup is sweating because of the humidity in the air. And getting these off is no small task without ripping them into a thousand pieces. See, my peel off here is already ripping into a thousand pieces this morning. You know, if I won $1 million here, it's not going to tell me anything. You know what? I just ripped this thing off, and I have no idea what it says because I think I've ripped the back off as well. Okay. Well, if I want to... Oh, now wait a second. Now I can see a little bit of space between the two. Why would you put a peel off on a cup that sweats? Doesn't seem like the brightest thing to do, but you know, things happen. Here we go. Well, let's find out if I won $1 million. Let's see what I've got here. No, I won North Carolina Avenue. North Carolina Avenue. So I need apparently other streets to get the $10,000. So I'm not a winner this morning, so I'll probably continue the show now and be back tomorrow morning as well. I didn't win $1 million. All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. We're back here after the weekend, 740-383-9944. Hope everybody had a wonderful weekend. Last nice weather weekend in quite a while. I mean, it's not going to be freezing. 70 degrees isn't really freezing. But the nights are going to dip down into the 30s, so it's certainly not going to be the weather we have had for quite some time here. It's held out quite nicely all through the month of September and into October. 740-383-9944, if there's anything on your mind. Well, City Council returns tonight. Don't really know what the issues are going to be there or what's going to be on the agenda. I think a lot of people are interested to find out. The last big city council meeting we had 2 weeks ago, that was the big blow-up with Tommy Reese and the no-confidence vote and all of that. So we'll see where that all goes tonight. Who knows? I guess we'll all find out as we go on down the road. You know, last week we had some really good guests on this program. On Friday night, on the Friday night show, we had Heather Hill on. Now, she is the independent candidate for... Oh, wait a second. I'm getting a word here from our friend Mary, who's out there listening this morning. The Monopoly guy is officially named Mr. Monopoly, but he was formerly known as Rich Uncle Pennybags, and his actual name is Milburn Pennybags. He serves as the mascot for the classic board game, and his image was modeled after Gilded Age American businessmen such as J.P. Morgan and Otto Kahn. So apparently he's got a few names here. He was originally, his actual name is Milburn Pennybags. He was formerly known, is this like the artist formerly known as Prince? He was formerly known as Milburn Pennybags. His name is Milburn Pennybags. He was formerly known as Rich Uncle Pennybags, but apparently that's the past now. Now he's known as just Mr. Monopoly. Well, you know, that cuts right down on the confusion, just calling Mr. Monopoly. So there you go. Rich Uncle Pennybags, I think, is what I remember, or Uncle Rich Pennybags, however it goes. Milburn Pennybags, I don't remember that, but not a bad name. Thank you, Mary. I appreciate the information. Friday night, well, he didn't give me any money this morning at all, so I don't know. I'm just going to call him Mr. Monopoly, I guess, this morning. Friday night on the show, we had Heather Hill on. And by the way, is everybody suffering from some kind of allergic weather with the weather we're in right now? What a mess it is. Go ahead, caller.
Well, isn't that nice of Mary saving you a lot of time and a lot of money out of your pocket to win $1 million? And when you got Alias this and Alias that and Alias this, if you did win, you better figure out how we're going to find that fellow to pay you off.
I know. If I had won $1 million, we'd have to find old Rich Uncle Pennybags.
With all the aliases, and he could come up poor, poorer, or poorest in his way to try to find the $1 million.
That's right. And I bet he would be hard to find, because you know when family members owe you money, they are always hard to find.
Yeah. And you know what? He could be out of this world. That could be a tremendous game they played at McDonald's. And how about Wendy? And how about all the other fast foods? Have a good day, Scott.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye. All right, again, phone lines are open this morning, 740-383-9944. But so many people I ran into over the weekend, and I don't know if it's because they're starting to take in the crops and do all of that, but people are suffering with allergies that never suffer with allergies, like nobody's business. I don't know how many people I saw yesterday taking Tylenol, ibuprofen, some kind of allergy medication. You know, when they start to do the bringing in the crops, there's so much dust and so much stuff and particles in the air, it can get very, very difficult. Go ahead, caller.
Love your city.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, have you been to the new Marion city website?
You know what? I actually visited it on Saturday because Adam was talking about it, so I decided to go take a look.
Well, I went to see what's on the agenda for tonight's council.
Oh.
The most recent is September 22nd. There's nothing posted for tonight.
Well, maybe they're still working out some of the glitches.
Well, you know, they need to get their act together. If they don't have everything firing on all pistons, then they should have at least had the backup and a way to get to where that information is. Because we know it's not going to be in the Marion Star. So,
no.
You know, this whole website is screwed up because I've looked around and some of the things, the page you're looking for does not exist. And they got some problems here. It'd be interesting to find out how much they paid for this new iteration.
Now, did the old website have the agendas on there?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the old site The old site, I mean, sure, you have a new graphical user interface, takes a little bit of getting used to the navigation, but it's really problematic when you click on a link and that page does not exist, you know?
Well, like I said, I think I first became aware that the new website had launched about 2 weeks ago, and it was kind of all scrambled at that point. Now, I did take a look at it on Saturday when Adam said something about it, and it looked better.
I just discovered they have a calendar of events. Monday, October 6th, Marion City Council and Committee. I'm going to click on that. It says read on and see what that brings up. Event details. Turn to previous. Nothing. All calendars is the default. Choose select a calendar to view a specific calendar. I feel like I'm in Alice in Wonderland on this website. I wonder who's overseeing this website.
Well, that's a good question. I don't know. My thought, my guess would probably be Bodine, since he oversaw the cameras and all that, but I can't say for sure.
Yeah. Scott goes to most recent agendas and minutes. Okay, let's see. Clicked on that. September 22nd is the most recent agenda that they have here.
Well, I was just...
It's got to be here, you know? It's got to be here. Where did they hide it?
Well, there was a apparently an article here in the Marion Star that I'm being sent from one of our listeners this morning. It cost the city $20,000 to create the website and another $10,400 to annually maintain it.
Oh, my God. We're getting raped. We are getting raped. I would suggest anybody listening go to theindustrialchannel.com. My web designer and myself chose the template, all of the content and everything, and it is much richer than this Love Your City website.
Did it cost $20,000?
Well under $5,000, and actually less than $4,000 at this point. There's going to be more work and things for it, but you know, a website is kind of like a living thing if you want to keep eyeballs coming to it. But that's absurd. I wonder who the entity was that is getting paid this outrageous fee.
You know, $20,000, that seems like a pretty good chunk of change. I don't know.
That sure is. And you know, the other thing, you don't have to have competitive bids as long as it's under $75,000.
You know, I wonder what the old website cost. Now, see, now that's what I would have liked to have seen printed in the Marion Star.
Okay, I thought it was, I was thinking the Chamber of Commerce, and that was Matt Carberry. They did the Chamber of Commerce and the Delaware Chamber of Commerce. I got the two confused there for a moment. But it would be interesting. And, you know, there are people here in town. Were they even asked, what would you charge to do a website? And to be quite honest, this website for Marion is kind of juvenile, you know?
So, I don't know. I just, I would be curious to know what the old website cost, because the old website was pretty basic, and that's why people were knocking it. But maybe it's because it didn't cost $20,000, and it wasn't a $10,000 annual upkeep.
Yeah. Well, it's amazing. Some of the things that you have for a website, such as certificates, permissions, and things like this, these little add-ons. Oh, wow. I was not aware until I had a website for a number of years, like $400 for this function. You always have your annual domain name registrations to keep those, so on and so forth. And it's, issues like this, I think, need to be brought before city council and voted upon. If it has, fine. But those people who voted for that, good heavens, there needs to be more discussion.
Well, you know, tonight's the night. This is what I don't understand. I'm not sure why people don't ask, because I think these are things that are more basic for people to understand. I think some issues are far more complicated. You know,
I hope listeners go to this site, poke around, and see where that, if that agenda is posted, why is it difficult to get to? And then on top of that, the last city council, I went to this website, I couldn't find how to stream the council meeting. I played around and around. I went to Facebook. I went to YouTube. I couldn't find it. So I just said, to hell with it. But somebody needs to call up Mr. Pollock and ask, what's the deal with agenda? Where is it on the website? If it isn't on there, why hasn't it been placed on there? It just kind of teeters on the border of violation of the Sunshine Law.
Well, I don't know. You know, I don't know where these things are supposed to go up or where these things are supposed to be. Maybe they're posted inside City Hall. I don't know.
Well, I don't know, but what can I say? Ladies and gentlemen, vote. Go vote. If you're a registered voter, honor the veterans who have given their lives and even their limbs for you to vote. So get up off of your butts, go vote. And if you want to protest vote, take a ballot, don't choose anything, and submit a blank ballot. But honor those people who have made it possible for you to inhale the fresh smell of freedom.
Well, it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, to a better tomorrow.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Well, there you go. Now you know the cost of the website and what it costs to keep up annually. You know, I don't know what the old website cost. See, I'm not sure to be a comparison shopper here. I would have to know what the old website was costing and what it cost to maintain annually. So I think that's kind of interesting in a way. Go ahead, caller.
Sean, good Monday.
Good Monday. Last warm day we're going to have.
Is it?
For a while.
I'm not even sure what day it is anymore, so I certainly don't bother with the weather. I just look outside and figure it out from there.
You'll know tomorrow morning when you go outside.
Precisely. Or don't go outside. It's always like 72 to 74 inside here.
There you go. Consistency.
If Terry's still listening, the website situation, the money was voted on, allocated last year. And I had actually been, maybe it was very early this year, but it seems like it was last year. And I had kind of been wondering where the new website was because it was voted on so long ago. But $35,000 was allocated then.
Really?
For the website. Mm-hmm.
I don't remember that.
I remember that distinctly because I remember thinking it was such an exorbitant amount of money. And then I went back and looked through my notes from where I write stuff down in it. It was $35,000.
Well, I wonder what the old one cost.
Now, listen, the old website was not pretty, but it was it served its purpose. As far as our financial situation, we could have used. You know, this is one thing I want to point out when I'm adding up my little pet projects that they have. We can't get a sidewalk over here on Universal, not even one side. Both sides of the street would be $70,000. One side of the street obviously would be $35,000. We can't get it because it's too expensive. You go over there and try to walk on the sidewalk, and it's like playing hopscotch from where the trees have busted up the old sidewalk. But we can get a $35,000 website. Now, as far as the agenda goes, I haven't poked around too much on that website because, I'll be honest with you, the color, there's so much color, it's distracting to me. So whoever, I actually sent you the name of whoever it is. It's like Civics Plus or something like that, and it seems like they might be government website designers.
It's not local people.
No, it's not a local company. I can't remember what it's called, but you can go to the bottom of the page and see who the designer is. And it's like Civics Plus or something like that. Excuse me. But the agenda, I've asked Pollock for, sound to be compressed into an MP3 before, and he was unsure how to do that, so I had to get it on a CD. So maybe he's not sure how to use the new website yet, or maybe he doesn't have access to the website yet. So I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt on that one. But on the agenda tonight, the agenda did get emailed out, and there are two things I think of note, and it might be why it's buried. One, tonight they are going to try to pass out of committee I'm trying to log into my email here and need the two-factor. They are going to try to pass a commercial building code department. They're going to try to create one. And because along with that, they are also going to create a building code inspector, seeing the need for all of these things. So that's one of the things that's buried in the agenda tonight. And I think that's legislation. Ordinance requesting certification to endorse the state of Ohio building codes as the building codes of the city of Marion. So we're going to be adopting commercial building codes officially in the city of Marion. And then ordinance to establish the city of Marion commercial building code enforcement department. And, of course, then we would need somebody to staff that department. And then if you go to, is it finance or is it legislation? But they're doing the other one, and this was even in the Marion Star this morning, for the economic development position. And that might be municipal services. I'm looking at ordinance. Yep, okay, that is municipal service, and that's ordinance to amend ordinance number, and that's the Yarger report, which for people that don't follow that stuff, it's kind of like the list of job descriptions and how much people get paid in the city, and they're talking about amending that to, add the position of economic development director, and it was in the newspaper this morning where Collins had some men's breakfast over the weekend or something, I don't know. But he discussed that position, the economic development position, at that breakfast, said that it would pay about $120,000 a year. It was something he expected to get through committee tonight and that he expected to pass at the very first reading next week. So that might be why the agenda isn't there, because they might not want us to be paying attention to the fact that we're getting building codes, commercial building codes now, enforcement. And an enforcement department, which means that we'll create another department and more salaries. And then we've got the $120,000 economic development salary. And we are creating a lot of high-dollar positions that I personally don't believe we have the money for.
So now this is to replace CanDo.
Yes.
Yeah.
But now he said in the newspaper article that CanDo will still exist. Now I just skimmed because I don't read everything that they put that he says, because I don't believe half of it. I believe this. But that's a six-figure position. I'm going to assume that the building code inspector, I'm going to assume it's going to be Mike Neff, but that's just a guess, because that's what he does in Delaware right now. But I'm going to assume that would be close to a six-figure salary.
Well, that's interesting. Is the Tommy Reese... vote of no confidence. Yeah, that's in...
back in legislation and codes.
See, I think that'll be an interesting conversation, because I'm not sure why that went back to committee anyway. It never was in committee to begin with.
Right. It should have never been put on the agenda, just the way it was sprung on there. That's my opinion. But, it should have been... If that's the way the whole council feels, then that should be an up or down vote, it really shouldn't go back to legislation. Like, if they said we're not doing this, then why do they need to pass the legislation to do it? And then really, by the time it makes it through, unless they push it through with Collins' economic development person next month or next week, then it's, you're talking like he's got a month left in office by the time it passes. Leave him alone.
Does anybody else find that it is, we are now less than a month away from the election? November 4th is the election. And if you go, there was more talk about the 6th Ward race 2 months ago than there has been recently. The at-large race, I've heard very little talk about at all.
Yeah.
And the Charter City thing, everybody said people were going to be campaigning and spending money and all this. I haven't seen any of that. I haven't seen anybody talking about it. You know, this is, you want to talk about a low turnout election. I've never seen any year, and in off years, this would be the year where you'd have the lowest turnout, but I've never seen even an off year with so few elections and such little fanfare for any of them. This Charter City thing has certainly not picked up anybody's interest, or if it has, it's not certainly displaying itself.
Yeah, it's not widely known or widely discussed. Now, the mayor was pushing for it at his mayor's breakfast and using his office to promote the charter while he's also a charter commission candidate. That seems kind of iffy to me. So that one might have to get passed on because you're not really supposed to be using your official capacity to push your charter commission position, but that's a neither here nor there. We'll let somebody else decide that. I think it probably has a good chance of passing just based on the fact that it is going to be 6th Ward showing up unless we can get a larger turnout of voters. Now, I think what's going to happen next year is when this charter is being written that, because there's an audit coming. Miranda McGinnis said that. Now, she has been told that it is coming. Now, there's no, oh, it's going to happen on the 30th or whatever. Like, it's ready to go. And speaking of that, you know, I wanted to give you some credit for being, we're going to call you the Oracle of Marion for a moment.
All good.
You predicted it, Spears, in a roundabout way. The audit for the county, Cassotis' office, came out last week. And I haven't read all million pages of it yet, but considering the fact the auditor of the state of Ohio hasn't had a conniption, I'm saying we did pretty well countywide. So, just to be nosy, I looked up her address, and I'm not getting ready to say her address, but she lives inside the city of Marion.
Yeah.
So, I couldn't help but think that maybe a couple of people that work inside of her office live inside the city of Marion. I don't know, and I didn't look, but that was just an assumption. So, for us to say that there's no one inside the city of Marion, you're right. There are people inside the city of Marion that are capable of handling big, major government finances and doing it well and accurately and transparency and honesty and everything, because I've not ever had one issue getting a record from her office.
Well, I'll tell you something that's kind of interesting, and I have said this recently, I think probably more on Facebook broadcast than I have on here, but I believe what is fascinating about the Charter City thing is if it does pass, I don't think anybody expected that the groups that are promoting it and want it to pass have now slipped off into two different groups. And I think that's interesting because you've got the group that absolutely does not want it, but you've got two different groups that do want it. You've got the group that consists of current office holders and a lot of police officers who I think just want to change the treasurer and the auditor position. Yeah, it's very small what they want to change.
Yeah, if you've read what they said they would change, every single one of them said the same thing.
Right, and then and then you've got the other group, like the Robert Landon group, which wants to change a whole lot of stuff. So I don't, you know, they all want it to pass, but when they actually get to the table to start doing this stuff, now it's I think that's going to be very hard because it might take less than 8 votes to get something passed, but who are these 8 votes going to come from? It's just going to be very complicated now.
And expensive.
Well, it's going to be expensive, but I guess I'm quite sure that if the Robert Landon group says we want to have a city manager and not a mayor, that the mayor and his group will have no part of that. Now, no. The group that doesn't want it, what are they going to do? Hard to say. Mm-hmm. Depends on who. Well, it depends on who. There's a lot. I think there's a few people.
Yeah, don't. There's more than I was just saying, giving myself an example. But, and that's just me assuming that I get chosen. But, I mean, if not, I plan on attending meetings. So I'll just sit back and watch them eat each other's faces, basically.
Well, that's what I think this has just turned into a big mess, and I think that's the big story on the Charter City. I think people who are still talking about pass and fail, I think that's kind of almost become a moot point. It's more now about who is going to be able to get done what they want to get done, because there is a group that does want the Charter City, but they want a lot more change than certainly the group of
And I would consider myself part of that group. That if it comes to change, I want more than just one change. If we are going to sit down and write an entire government, because here's another thing. You are also the Oracle of Marion on, and I agree with you, and we've had discussions about, by the time this charter would pass and go into effect, Miranda McGinnis, and, well, Tommy Reese, obviously, but Miranda McGinnis could be out of office. Somebody could run against her because she's an independent. So, I mean, if they have someone in mind, run them as a Republican. Bump her out of office. If they really want her removed from office, we've heard how many times sitting in council, there's like two legal ways that it can be done. Like, I think it's three elected officials need to tell the state of Ohio, fill out some form, or you can go to Common Pleas Court if the citizens pass around a petition. So there, if that's something they're serious about, they don't need to rewrite a whole government to get rid of her.
Well, and I also don't understand, if they don't trust the numbers coming out of her office, then how are they doing all these things financially if they don't know how much money's there?
Because they do when they tell us that. Because I remember Twyla asking Collins when he stood up and said that he thought there should be an economic development person, and she said, well, do we have the money for that? And he said, yes. I mean, like, right off the top of his head. And
yeah, but
I've
here's
read,
the thing. Here's the thing. Okay, if anybody's been following any of this, which is, you know, it's getting a little long in the tooth at this point, but if you're taking a no-confidence vote in the treasurer, and you've already taken a no-confidence vote in the auditor, and you've had
you wanted him to sign a major document 2 weeks ago, though, and because he wouldn't, you're giving him a no-confidence vote.
Right, but the bottom line point is if you have had people, including the mayor, stand up at meetings and say, I don't trust the job that they are doing, and a matter of fact, want to create a whole charter to get rid of these positions.
Well, he tried to give her a different job. Remember, let's go back to the whole transit thing.
Right, but I...
just get her to resign.
But just where we are now, very basic. It's, you know, if you don't trust the numbers and you don't trust the people giving you the numbers and you think these people, you have no confidence in them doing their job, then how in the world can you know how much money is there? Because that is Twyla Lang's main gripe when she's going through all this, is that the city of Marion's books are not correct and they're never going to be correct. Well, if they're not correct and never going to be correct, then how do you know that there's money there to do any of this? You think she would be a no vote on all of this?
To spend $10,000 for a party, to spend $600,000 plus for the fire department, that concerns me, the way they have that money. And for the people listening, our tax levy money is just kind of sitting in our city's general fund account. We're having problems, and what that means is basically our general checking account. So as we would all think that the tax money is sitting in some separate account somewhere, which in my mind it should be. Legally, it doesn't have to be, but in my mind it should be, because we should be earning a little bit of interest off that money, even if it's not much. And that little bit of interest can chip away at what the taxpayers are going to have to borrow to build this place.
But I mean, I don't understand. See, now, I'm a basic question person. You know, I still believe that the shortest distance between two points is a straight line, that's how you should ask a question. I think sometimes we get so off in the weeds and in the past. If Twyla Lang, who's the head of the Finance Committee, is so bent out of shape, and Aaron Rollins as well, and Ayers Ratliff as well, if they're so bent out of shape about how the finances are being handled. And they're so angry, and they want these no-confidence votes, and they don't trust Tommy, and they don't trust Miranda, and they don't trust anybody. How are these the same people who are voting for $10,000 parties to create positions in the city that are going to be exorbitant wages? How can they do that?
$35,000 websites.
Yes, but why would they do that? Does anybody, just, that's the question. If, do you guys believe the
$10,000 bus wrap?
Yeah, but see, here, the question is simple. Do you guys believe the city's finances are right? And you get an answer on that. And then when they all say no, which they're going to, then you say, how can you keep voting for things that are not essential?
$4,000 on flowers downtown.
Yes, but why? Why do they do that?
Because they can. I don't know. And that's, we are still paying bills late. Our trash trucks have been stopped out on Victory Road because we owe Republic, I think that's what it's called, the transfer station money. And what we'll do is, it basically, it's the way, you know, average people live. You get your bill up to the point that you're going to get disconnected, and then you pay, well, we actually get quote-unquote disconnected. And then you pay just enough to get caught up so they'll turn you back on or not disconnect you. So that's what we're doing. We're robbing Peter to pay Paul, and then our tax, next year, I think we're going to be in the situation where they're going to be trying to write this fancy government deal, and there's not going to be any money to pay any bills. So I don't know if it's going to matter or not.
Well, I don't know. To me, those are simple questions. That's
one thing people need to realize, too. If we vote for this chartered commission to start, it doesn't matter if it costs $50,000 or $100,000. We have to continue it, and we have to pay for it.
Well, I guess I do not understand the same people who are arguing for the charter committee, which will cost Marion money, the charter city.
You heard Gary Hunter say that legal fees alone will be $30,000 to $40,000.
Right, but see, it's just back to my point, is why is anybody voting for anything new if we're so unsure of the city's finances?
What people wanted.
What people?
Hey, isn't that what they told us in council? The people should have the right to decide. We didn't ask for the right to decide. Well, I guess a couple people did. This is their way to control the one office that they don't, well, combine two offices, make it into one that they can control. You know, I just thought of this while you and I were having this conversation. He asked, Collins asked McGinnis to resign, and he was going to make her the transit supervisor. Clearly he had someone that lived in the city in mind picked out to put in her job, because at that point in time, they would have had to have lived in the city.
I don't know. Like I said,
right? I mean, then they would have had to have lived in the city. And if he was going to hand pick her replacement, then it would have had to have been a city resident.
Well,
so
like
is this just a roundabout way to pay their buddy who lives, now may have moved into the county, more money?
Well, as I've said, I think that there's something going on, because for some reason it never catches. You know, we go through thing after thing after thing after thing, and it's been about 2 years now, and there'll be a couple more things on the agenda tonight, and I have come to believe that the reason that none of this is catching any traction is because I think sometimes it gets very complicated for people. Not everybody follows city government to the greatest detail that other people do. And I think sometimes the questions just are pretty basic. You know, that if you don't believe what the auditor says and you don't believe what the treasurer says, then why are you voting for allocation of new funds? Simple.
Why are you having them sign documents that say we do have this amount of money?
Well, I don't know. I'd be curious to know what Twyla's answer was to that. I don't think she could take that as a hostile question. I mean, I would be interested to hear Ayer. I have heard Ayer say he thinks this new position that Collins has created is a great idea. Okay. Do you think the city's got the money for it?
The economic director position?
What's that?
The economic director position?
Yeah. Didn't Colin say he got an email from Mr. Ratliff saying that this is a good idea?
I don't know. I can't keep track of everything.
I think that happened. If I'm wrong, somebody will tell me.
Well, I'm sure they will. I mean, I don't have any reason to think you're wrong as far as that goes, but it might have been one of those things where my soul was leaving my body because I couldn't believe what was being said. The way I've got it figured is we're saving $41,000 from CANDU, so there's some of it. I'm assuming the county's pledged their half. I don't know.
And remember, everybody on council except Jason Schauber voted for the $10,000 party. So again, I don't know.
And no one's questioning Night Moves, who just celebrated their one-year anniversary the other day. And they're running that bus day and night. I see it all day, throughout the day, going up and down my street.
I just, you know, it's just very interesting to me because it dawned on me during that whole Tommy Reese no confidence vote that here you've got three people, Ratliff, Rollins, and Lang, who are leading the charge to say, we don't know what financial shape the city is in because of Miranda and Tommy, and we're never going to fix this problem. Yet,
spend, baby, spend.
Yeah, but yet all three of them tend to vote for all of these things like websites and parties and new creation of new positions. They vote for all those things based on money they don't know is there.
Well, they must have some. As long as the check don't bounce, Spears,
well,
the money's there.
Well, you know what? They must have more confidence in Miranda and Tommy than we think, because they're trusting somebody's numbers.
Well, that's kind of I 100% agree with you there, because, like, you know, you don't have a problem with somebody coming from the incompetent auditor's office into a budget director role who's supposed to be supporting the auditor. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm not, to McGinnis, if you're listening, I'm not trying to be insulting to you. I was pointing out they have no confidence in her. Let's take someone from her office and put them into the role that we created because we think she's incompetent. Let's take someone that she's trained and that was under her and put her in this role. None of it makes sense.
Is anybody going to ask Miranda, since she was not there at the last meeting, if she is going to sign this paperwork? Has she signed this paperwork in regard to
the... I assume it's already signed.
Well, you know, does she have confidence that the money's there?
From what she's said on your show before, the spending needs reined in. She said that. I think I could paraphrase it, and that would be a fair quote of what she said. The spending needs reined in. So I know this is supposed to be money, tax levy money from the fire department, whatever. I don't know. I wish the state of Ohio would come step in and be like, okay, here's this first audit, and now we're just going to take over all your finances based on that.
Well, I would just like to know from the finance committee, what books do they trust? Because what books are they trusting to do all of these things, to create new positions and to have the parties and to redo the websites? And I'm not saying these things shouldn't be done, but is this the proper time to do them?
Now, this is one thing I was going to tell you. Before Courtright left, there was some information that Schauber was asking for about transit. And it was when they were going to raise the rates. And remember, he hadn't gotten it. Like, he had been asking for it. He'd asked Welch, and he had asked Courtright for it. And, we hadn't had time to get around to it. And then Mark Russell, I think I might have forwarded it to you. I don't know. Mark Russell kind of told them the next morning, you need to answer this because the councilman asked you for it weeks ago. And Courtright got it, the response. I'll look for it and send it to you. Got the response right back to Schauber. Schauber, I think, was on your show and talked about it. And before he was even finished that hour, I had sent him the email request asking to see it. And in that email, Courtright says, I'm pretty sure it's transit, but there's two funds that are going to end up negative, with a negative balance this year. And by state law, you are not allowed to have funds with a negative balance.
Well, maybe somebody should ask Ms. Troiano about that tonight, since she's on the ball.
I'll have to go through my emails and see. But I'll forward it to you when I find it, too. But Schauber was on your show that day, I'm pretty sure, because I got the whole email chain where Russell went in the next morning and Councilman Schaubers asked you for this information, and it was kind of like a decree of you need to answer him. Welch never did, but Courtright did. So well, I think she dipped. She got out while the getting was good, is what I think.
Well, you know, Troiano's there, and I've heard people say that they feel she's doing a good job. Well, maybe somebody should ask her a question.
I mean, I'm not saying this to be disrespectful, but how do we know Courtright was doing a good job? And I'm not saying that I don't have reason to believe that she was doing a bad job, but if we don't know what the numbers are, then what's anybody sitting there doing besides making spreadsheets on and guessing?
All I know is we are less than a month away from the election, so if anybody's going to start asking questions, instead of waiting for full council meetings, maybe tonight's the night to do that.
I guess I'll have to dig around in some emails, huh?
We'll see. We'll see. Hey, thanks for
calling.
Talk
to you later, Scott.
Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. And again, maybe there's an answer. I don't know. Maybe there is an answer to a lot of this stuff. I would wonder what the answer is. If the Finance Committee is so upset with the Treasurer and the Auditor, feeling that they don't know what's going on with the finances in the city, then how can you vote for all this stuff if you don't know what the finances are? Because most of the people on that finance committee do vote for those things. So I don't quite understand that. That's always been a mystery to me. And it dawned on me in a bigger way the last time we were at the council meeting 2 weeks ago. So we'll see what happens there. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944, but apparently the new economic development position, what, $120,000 a year, will be in committee tonight, and we'll see if that'll roll around to council next week, I guess that would be. I don't know how do you vote on that? I mean, I don't know if people are assuring that the money is going to be there. I'm not sure how you do any of this. Okay, 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Yes, this is Gus Comstock. I want my job back.
Do you miss Gus now?
Do I miss Gus? You know, how can you miss what you've never had? You know?
Well, where are we headed now?
Well, that's going to be interesting. So Naomi's got an agenda, huh?
Yeah.
And they're going to talk about that position. Well, if they shove it down their throat and want to have it all in one reading, all of those who vote to suspend the rules and all of this stuff, every one of them should be lined up in front of a firing squad. This is outrageous. The mayor has no clue whatsoever about economic development. He's never run a free enterprise.
Hey, we'll talk more in the next. We got a break, but we'll talk more in the next hour. We'll be back.
Thank you.
Harry Star of the Facts of Life, Charlotte Ray, Mrs. Garrett.
Yeah. Is it how much of Mrs. Garrett is in Charlotte